is the Eclipse Tamarin, a freely available distribution of OpenJDK, gets downloaded more than 10 million times a month across various JDK versions. JDK image size improvements could have saved them about $30,000 of hypothetical content delivery network costs. In this talk, I'm going to show you what made those savings possible and in JDK 24, and how you as a Java developer or an application bundler can profit from a similar cost savings by reducing the size of your runtime that you bundle with your application. Hi, I'm Sivelin Gebov. I'm a software engineer with Red Hat. And in 2023, I was trying to use JLink to create a application bundle, a custom runtime for my application. And at the time, I had a distribution at hand that didn't ship the JMods, the packaged modules, with it. So I got disappointed really fast because it didn't work. I couldn't create my runtime. So I thought, yeah, okay, you've been working on OpenJDK for a while, like 8 years, and been an OpenJDK maintainer for, I don't know, 5 years-ish. And I thought, okay, you can contribute another bug fix to fix this problem. And imagine my surprise when it took me probably 2 years from the initial prototype to get this feature shipped in JDK 24 with JEP 493. Okay, so let's take a quick look back. What changed? The past JDK was JDK 23, and it looked about like this, right? So if you download a JDK, in this case I've used Eclipse Tamarin, you see this when you extract it to a folder, go there and see some sizes, right? So the lib folder is about 3/4, and there's a folder called JMods that's 1/4. And this JEP 493 basically goes ahead and removes this. So you can still run JLink, but you don't no longer need the JMod, the JMods to run JLink. So how does that look when you compare the JDKs? JDK version 23 and an EA build of Eclipse Tamarin that enables that JEP. This is what it looks like. So the archive size from is the black bar, and the extracted size is